السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, one sister, she asked me a question. If I'm in a state of trial and I have calamity and hardship, and what I should do to be in a state of ihsan, a state of ikhlas, and a state of good, and how I can help other. Very beautiful question. All of us need it. And the first is to help yourself. To help yourself to have Iman and not have Shirk. To be relaxed. Trust your Lord. Trust your Rabb. Be happy. Be thankful. And remember, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only you we worship. And only you we seek help from. And one Imam, he said, in a time of calamity, if you want to know if you pass or fail, very simple. If you pass, you forget your calamity and you remember Allah, you trust in Allah, you rely on Allah, you believe in Allah, you be content with Allah, you thank Allah, because this is a time of the elevation of your Iman and Allah erase your sins. And in the meantime, this is Allah for check you out. And you have to know, after every difficulty is ease. After every difficulty is ease. إِنَّ بَعْدَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ بَعْدَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised it, and he repeated twice. All this, it has to be a living inside of me. Because I cannot do ihsan outside, and I have committing kufr and shirk inside. Your face should be beautiful. Your face should be lovely. Your face and your heart should be in a very calm, beautiful, smiling manner. You should do a lot of zikr and shukr. You should do a lot of tasbih. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. And you increase the dua and dhikrullah and tasbih and tistighfar. This is the ultimate ihsan. Because you cannot do ihsan outside unless you have ihsan inside. If you have ihsan inside, it reflects in you, in your behavior, in your voice, in the way you deal with other. And most of all, to your heart will be and melt it like ice cream from the trust and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, I do my effort, but how are you? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. How is everything? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Do you have any problem? No, not at all. And this is the truth. We have no problem. Look at the news and look how many million of people suffering. Millions, millions. But the real suffering is not the material suffering. The real suffering, if Allah make you far away from Him. The real suffering, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not shower you with His rahmah. The real suffering, if you're not Abdullah. The real suffering, if you're not thanking Allah. The real suffering, if you're not content with Allah. The real suffering, if you do not rely on your Lord and trust Him. This is the real suffering. The real suffering if Allah kick you out of His rahmah. The real suffering if you die in a state is not pleasing Allah. Because you're going to go to the grave, you're going to go to the grave. Don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about nothing. By this way, to do that, be busy with Allah. Be busy for Allah. Be a partner of any good deed. And by the way you do that, this is how fast Allah will open for you. If you want to know the future, see how much you thank Allah. See how much you try, you're content with Allah. See how much you really deep down believe and trust and rely on Allah. And don't ever have an agenda or demanding with any time. No, this is the real ihsan. The real ihsan to show the best of you as Abdullah in this time. And again, if you finish all this, Now you be busy and make your body busy for Sabilillah. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah accept you and your family and other and all of us to be Abdullah inshaAllah. But remember, you cannot be Abdullah outside and you're not Abdullah inside. Inside is the one. Inside is the one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and not reject us. Increase and not decrease. Be with us, not against us. Make us among those who are beloved to Allah. And shower us, Ya Allah, with your rahmah and kindness. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen.